Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the Big Event Sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Monday's crop production report from the Department of Agriculture predicts a 19% drop in soybean production from 2018. Meanwhile, USDA expects corn growers to decrease their production 4% from last year, forecast at 13.9 billion bushels. Area for soybean harvest is forecast at 75.9 million acres, with planted area for the nation estimated at 76.7 million acres. That's down 4% from the June estimate and down 14% from last year. Acres planted to corn at 90 million are down 2% from the June estimate, but up 2% from 2018. The figures include the information stemming from a resurvey of planted acres. The data surprised commodity markets, as traders say the numbers are higher than expected for corn production. Meanwhile, the monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report, reflecting its data and the crop production report, lowered the season average corn price 10 cents to $3.60 per bushel. The season average soybean price was unchanged at $8.40 per bushel. Meanwhile, the Farm Service Agency reports farmers were unable to plant a record 19 million acres this year. The recent round of Department of Agriculture reports Monday details the prevented plant acres, which are nearly 17.5 million more than last year. Of those prevented plant acres, more than 73% were in 12 Midwestern states, where heavy rainfall and flooding has prevented many producers from planting mostly corn, soybeans, and wheat. The data suggests prevented plant acres totaled 11.2 million acres for corn and 4.4 million acres for soybeans. Undersecretary Bill Northey says the results show farmers are facing significant challenges and tough decisions this year. USDA supported planting of cover crops on fields where farmers were not able to plant because of their benefits in preventing soil erosion, protecting water quality, and boosting soil health. The report showed producers planted 2.71 million acres of cover crops so far in 2019, compared with 2.14 million acres at this time in 2018 and 1.88 million at this time in 2017. In other news, the Interior Department Monday announced the implementation of revisions to the Endangered Species Act. The Trump administration says that changes apply to ESA sections, which deal with listing and critical habitat, threatened species protection, and interagency consultation. The changes direct ESA listings to be determined solely on the basis of scientific and commercial information and clarify standards for delisting and reclassification. Further, when designating critical habitat, the new regulations reinstate the requirement that areas where threatened or endangered species are present at the time of listing be evaluated first before unoccupied areas are considered. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council welcome the final rule. Public Lands Council President Bob Skinner says common sense will once again be inserted into the ESA process. Barring court action, the rules package will officially take effect following a 30-day objection period. You got farm news on Ron.
It's ready to tackle Oklahoma's tough weather. It's Bentley, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley has posted a top flight yield record for nearly a decade and offers yield stability in drought-stressed environments. Bentley also offers good forage production and later winter dormancy with intermediate heading. Bentley is a perfect fit for the Central Wheat Corridor with exceptional baking quality and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Bentley, log on to okgenetics.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.